Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to another after show for TNT's Animal Kingdom. Tonight we're breaking down Season 2, Episode 7, Dig. And we have a special guest in studio, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh. Yes.
Do you know?
No.
Oh.
No. Hi to me. Like,
she's like, I'm here for the first time.
Live fast, die young. Oh. Bad girls do it well.
Yes. Coming in hot because it ended hot. My goodness. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm your host, Alina Vision. You can follow me on all social media at Alina Vision. And to my left, I got my girl, Lila.
Hello, that would be Lila.
Lila, sorry. I think it was because before we were going over with the engineer.
Lina, Lila, Lila, Lila.
All of us have, like, crazy names.
But it doesn't matter because you can find me on Instagram at Lilizzle.
That's right. And we got our special guest to the left
yes,
of
we
her,
do.
Miss Oba Aguilar, and she plays Lena's nanny. We got to introduce her today.
Yes.
Yes.
Jen, thanks for having me.
We didn't get a name, though.
So. Allison.
Allison.
Or Allie. You'll see.
We got questions about that. Where can people find you on social media?
On social media, it's at @official_OlgaAguilar. I know that's long. So just Olga Aguilar. You'll find me.
They're impressed.
There you go. Really cool. And to her left, we got Miss Leslie.
Hello. Here I am. And I got that blue and white stripes memo today, guys. Leslie Abricio.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't get the memo.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Sorry, that side did not.
Oh, wow.
Because they're bad girls.
Oh my goodness. I could listen to this song.
That is awesome.
It's the best.
It works.
That is,
here we are.
Like, identical. That's scary.
It is. And you guys can talk to us about it. Just tweet me or Instagram me.
Or you know
what? Is that the word?
They could get on the chat because
yeah,
we're going to have the
live chat.
Get on
the chat, guys.
Yes,
make it happen.
Yes. Come talk to us. We're going to be talking to our
guests.
Because,
like, the YouTube comments, we read them all.
We do.
We read them all.
I know.
We read them. Sometimes I don't reply. But, like, seriously, the live chat is so much fun. If you guys have, like, more intense theories than we do, or even are like, hey, you guys forgot to talk about this, you can always throw it on there. You can even ask Olga some questions right now.
Inside scoop?
Yeah.
Don't you
want to
know?
Let's start with
that.
I want to talk about your character. So Lena has a new nanny.
She does.
Uh-huh.
Baz is having a hard time taking care of his only child.
Right?
Just one.
Singular. Just one. Yeah. I know people take care of many children, but he's having trouble, and he kind of pawns her off to other people, and you see him having more and more trouble and disconnect with her. And she finally realizes that in this episode, like, why do I want to hang out with you?
Yeah, she was over him.
Yes.
Lena was over him.
Lena was like, I'm getting familiarized with your lifestyle and that you're never around. So she called him out for being a little kid. She's
Who
wise.
Who called you for the job?
What do you mean?
your character.
Who hired you?
Uh-huh. What's
hush,
the best
hush, story? It's a hush hush for the whole family, you know? Right.
Are we going to find out?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
I like
goodness.
That. All right.
Well, you know they do hire a lot of people, like Smurf, like anybody she trusts.
Yeah, that's true.
So we will learn, like, Allie's backstory throughout the next few episodes.
A little bit. I think I'm more of a helper throughout the whole show of, like, I have 3 episodes since the first one. It's more of a helper of, like, giving more information that can help or hinder. But I think I'm the helper.
Okay.
You know, I have... Somebody has to have a heart in this show, a genuine heart and soul, and I think that's going to be me.
I was going to say Lena, but...
I know, Lena.
Yeah, but that makes
as
sense,
an adult,
because you're her,
sorry,
of course,
she's
of
pure,
course.
She's a child,
yes.
So nobody can touch her, but as an adult...
You guys will
I think
form your, like, duo.
Yeah, we're, like, a powerful, like, one together, me and Lena, eventually.
So cute.
That's cute. I love it. I love that she finally has some solid adult, what looks like a solid adult now, to watch over her.
So far.
Like, I was smiling. Right. I noticed today, like, nobody really smiles on the show.
So true.
Yeah,
unless they're, like,
conning
somebody. Like,
right.
The lady at her house for the gas leak is, like, yeah, we're here to help.
Yeah, Darren came on real nice. Yeah.
I know. I was like, ooh. I'd be like, you want to come in for water?
Lemonade?
I know.
Yes, for sure. God.
Exactly. Oh, that's awesome. So how did you get, like, involved with the project? What was your auditioning process like for that?
I auditioned once with John Levy. He had previously hired me on for Shameless before that. So this is the second time me coming on to his casting office and being like, oh, I remember this, you know, cool, chill guy, whatever.
Mm-hmm. But is he like the nicest guy? I heard he's super nice. Smart.
But prior to knowing him and how he works, you know, they warned me, like, you know, you need to give him mad respect because he's been in the industry for so long and he knows what he's doing. And, you know, I'm just coming in like, great. I mean, I have to do my part in my work, so I went in there. And, I did. I think I was the first one there. And he called me in first. And, of course, I don't remember that a bunch of producers and writers are going to be in there. I just go in there. I'm like, oh, you guys are here. Great. What's up? Like, you know? Because usually it's like two people in there, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And I did my work, and he's always so supportive of his actors. And he backs you up, and he reiterates what they're trying to tell you. So he was there on my team. I mean, he's there on everybody's team, but, you know, it just felt really comforting. And I did my work, and I was like, great, thanks. That's all I can do, really. As an actor, that's all you can do. Mm-hmm. Just do your basic work. And
did you audition for Ellie?
I did. Because
sometimes I hear that, like, you audition for a part, and they're like, I think you'd be better for this one.
No, this one I did audition for her, specifically for her, but it was supposed to be like one, maybe two episodes, and then ended up being three. So
Was that That's they cool. extended it after, like, you came on, or that was just like a writing decision?
They had already warned me that it might be two, then it ended up being two, and then all of a sudden they were like, we're gonna throw you a third one, like, later after I shot and stuff. So I was like, oh my God,
that's awesome.
And the great part about it, the crew on the show was most of the people from Shameless. So when I went on the set, I was like, hey, I know you. Hey, I know you too. I remember, like,
it was very comforting. Does that happen a lot?
I think so. When one show's on hiatus, they'll go to the next one, you know, just go back and forth, assume. Yeah. But that's how it was. So I was, like, so happy. I was like,
you're comfortable.
Not like the first jitters of, like, what do I do with my hands? And where do I sit? Can I, like, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm still a newbie to the whole thing. So feeling that warm welcome of everybody that I knew, I was like, yay.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really cool. And on Shameless, you were in the episode where they were going to kick the family out of their house.
So they were in the auction and they were going to lose their home, which they ended up doing with my family. We bought it and we won the auction and we moved in. And, you know, like,
honestly, spoiler. I haven't seen the show.
I hear so much about it.
Do you watch it?
No, I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I hear so much about it. So I'm like,
the similarities between this show and Shameless are insane. Just not like character wise, but like the twists and turns.
Yeah. The family, like, you need each other, but they all don't need each other. Like, they are very
kind of like Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Like, they all want to separate so bad and do their own thing and be, like, grown up, mature on their own. But Smurf just, like, reels them back. I'm like, where do you think you're going? I need you for my next job.
I mean, she has such an uncanny way of being able to reel them back in. Even when they're resisting so much, like Darren and Craig completely resisting. And then that last shot, it was like family portrait.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially in this episode
today. Really was. Like, even the fact that they were on a cliff, like, burning, or what is it, with the acid, like, getting rid of the bones and everything. It was like...
But you could still see their separation, like, the mom's ahead of it. You see Baz by himself, the two other brothers together, because they're, like, attached to each other.
Yeah.
And you see Pope, like... You know, on the background, seeing what's going on.
Like, that's true. That was very, like, purposeful blocking.
Yeah, for sure. And something's burning. You just don't know what, you know? Like, it's
that family.
There.
It reminded me of the time that they were sitting at the table when they were like, may we all get what we
deserve.
Right, but cheers.
But not what we deserve.
Not what we deserve. Yeah.
That one was like, I think that's the first time you saw Smurf, or you see what Smurf did to them as kids. Like, she trained them. She's just like, I'm gonna manipulate you guys and train them to the core, and this is what we say, this is what we do. So that was like, you know, loving, touching moment of, like, this is our bonding moment. But if you really think about it, that was, like, this is what we do and this is what we say. There, yeah. You know, like, a little military. So
yeah. She does run it like that. Do you guys think, going into the episode just real quick, mm-hmm. that she's so authoritative or kind of runs things like a tyrant over the boys because of what Pope said about her and Manny and Jake from before? Where he was like, I thought you ran things, but Manny did this, and Jake did this. Like, what did you do? Just watch? So I kind of got the idea of, like, damn, she didn't have power before. So when she got these boys, she was like, I know what to do. Like, I'm going to get them to do the jobs.
On top of that, when that's the first time I found out that she was an orphan, too.
Yeah.
Or she was in the foster system. Yeah. So I'm assuming, like, that explains a lot as to why she now feels so empowered and why she should feel empowered. And
yeah.
Because she wasn't anybody before, you know? Right. So now she's like the king of the castle.
I thought he was telling her that, saying, like, because that's all she does now is watch. She doesn't get her hands dirty.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I was like, is he saying it like that? Or did she really not have any power? I was really interested to see. Mm-hmm. And I wish that they would have shown the skull, because she brought up the fact that I think Manny shot him in the stomach. And Javi said he was shot in the back of the head by Smurf.
Oh, you're right.
So I was hoping
that would have been interesting.
Yeah,
well, it's still in the bag. So.
No, they burned it.
They burned it.
Yeah.
I watched it.
But you know what? That's right. We did see the skull, but it was always tilted, and somebody's hand was always around the back of it.
I could have sworn I saw a hole, but I don't know. Who knows?
We'll see.
Maybe it won't burn.
It might come back.
I know.
Every line is purposeful, so I wouldn't doubt it.
Every single line. There were so many good quotes, I feel like, in this episode that just really revealed a lot about the characters, like you were saying, especially with Smurf. So where should we start? It's like, where do you even start with this episode? Because we're coming off such a crazy episode last episode.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
So I guess the aftermath. You know, they come into the house, everything's just a disaster completely. Mm-hmm. And Craig and Darren don't want to answer the phone from Smurf at all. I mean,
which isn't a surprise.
Yeah,
it's not at all.
No, they don't want to answer the phone. You know, Baz goes and picks up Nikki, because I was wondering, who's going to go pick up Nikki?
I know.
I thought she was going to be walking
alone. She's
going
to walk home. Yeah.
Honestly, when the car pulled up, I was like, they're Baz.
Yeah. Like, no, it was Baz.
It was so funny, because I was like, why don't you just use your navigation?
Like,
why don't
you find
out? I know.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing,
like,
too.
Get an Uber.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, no,
she could have figured it out.
She has no one on her phone.
Nikki's not the smartest.
No one's there to pay her bill.
Right?
No, I think going back with what you said with Pope and calling out Smurf, I feel like you saw that in the previous episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his little of like he's pickpocketing every single thing that Smurf does. Like, oh, you said this, but that was a lie. Let me just put that away.
Right.
I'm gonna remember it later on that you lied to me then, and I wonder what else you lied about. You know, like he's just like tearing her apart.
Yeah.
And I think him with his new girlfriend, the church lady, I think that's helping him come out more, like, more of, like, a normal human being. Because even the first season, he was just, like, a little crazy.
Yeah.
Now he has more of a human side, so I feel like now he's actually wanting to know about her.
Right.
They're digging deep, for sure.
And, you know.
Right.
Especially him. Mm-hmm. And so I think I was like, oh, my God, what is he going to do to her? You know? Because you never know what Pope's going to do. He's trained to kill. He's gonna kill.
That is true.
Know?
Yeah.
So the fact that he's questioning his own mom, it's like, what are you trying to end up doing to this woman? You know. So.
And especially, I think now he's worried that the cops are gonna find Kat. Like he's done a lot of dirty work for her.
Yes. And it's gonna go back to him. She's gonna get out clean.
That's
the
thing. She always knows how to get herself out clean. Mm-hmm. She knew going to the boys that they do the work. And they dispose of the body that would link her to the murder.
Yeah.
And I mean, she just always has a plan. That's why we came in with that song.
she's bad.
So bad.
That's why.
She's bad.
She's so bad.
Sure.
She's so good.
She is. Yeah. She definitely is.
Makes me wonder, do you think that Pope will eventually ask Smurf to dispose of the bones of Kat? To kind of have his back.
Oh. Do you think they will, though? And then maybe she won't
That's
do it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, will she do it? I don't know. But I don't know. I kind of see something like that coming along.
I don't know.
The fact
possible.
That,
yeah, it's weird, right? Because the fact
Rosie that, on the couch, right?
She's saying yes.
The fact that Baz hasn't really tried so much, or you haven't seen that, it's kind of, like, worrisome. Like, he's, like, worried, like, oh, something happened to her. I'll get an investigator. Mm-hmm. I'll get something. But he's really not. That's not his top priority.
Right. He's
not
being proactive about it.
And that Pope is like, you don't even know what she did for you. Yeah. You don't even know what Kath has done for Lena. You don't even know what... Like, you're not worried.
That's so bad. You know? I think because he has Lucy in his life. So when you have someone else in your life distracting you, it's like...
True. And maybe the nanny.
I was going to say
something. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Predictions early on.
Writers.
Yeah. Look at me turn red.
Damn.
All right, so tell us what episode you guys hook up in. That's really why we brought you.
I'm thirsty.
Come on!
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. She's gonna keep watching.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, like, looking through Twitter, and there's, like, some crazy, like, just fans talking about the show. It's insane. If you guys want to pop up on the live chat, too, we'd be able to talk to you guys more interactively.
Please. Definitely. Come talk to us. let's see. So, getting back to Baz, were you guys surprised that he gave the church money to Javi? That he actually was like, I'm going to bail you out, just don't tell the other guys until you can pay me back.
I feel like they all do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was a bit confused. I didn't know if he was pulling a Pope where he just, like, talks. Yeah. And then...
No, that's where he got the money from, was the church money.
Oh, I could see it, because I feel like that was showing us even more of Smurf's power over Baz that she still has. Because he could have... With anybody else, like, any of the guys being like, oh, hey, let's use the church money for, let's say, like, the yacht heist, he would have been like, hell no, like, figure it out yourself. Mm-hmm. But the minute that Smurf said something, like, we didn't even have a scene of him, like, thinking about it. It was just like, next scene, they're on their way already going to get the
and
money.
And you can tell Smurf's face. She's like, I'm never paying you back.
Yeah.
Never. Like, sell the house. He knows it.
Yeah.
He knows
you're never getting this again.
Yeah.
So do we believe that she cleared out that, storage unit?
No. Yeah. No.
Right?
Not
like
at all.
Stacks and stacks. Oh, my God.
She had, like, diamonds and watches and everything in there. And
that's,
you know,
her retirement fund right there.
Yeah.
She's good.
Jay doesn't say anything to Baz about telling them about the storage unit. It's going to come back. Yeah. I think they're going to find it. Because even we saw the preview where they're like, oh, she's been skipping out on us for the next episode. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's when...
The lies are
coming to light. Like, everybody's seeing that everybody else is being shady. Even the brothers, Craig and Darren, they're, like, so close, but you see how shady they are to each other and, like, what they've done. So I think it's, like, they're breaking apart.
You think, like, Darren and Craig, or?
No, I think everybody individually. Like, it's not like Pope is going to go with Smurf now. It's like Pope is now removing himself, you know, and Darren really wants to just be at the bar and be his own adult and be responsible.
Love it.
Pulling apart. And you can see Craig, like, being like, oh shit, I need to get my stuff together, you know, like, I need to be not dependent on somebody, you know, even though he likes a teenage girl for whatever.
Yeah, that's weird.
So
I don't understand.
She's like studying chemistry.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Like, wait, remember we were like,
maybe she's 18.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, no,
she's still there. And I still don't understand, like, why Craig leans on her so much, or why he, like, cares for her. I feel like she was so disposable for him.
But that's why he likes her.
Yeah.
What guy wouldn't want a girl like that? Where it's like...
But he, like,
it's like a little puppy. Like, doesn't want a little puppy.
Yeah. And she's not losing anything. She's not losing anything.
I just feel like it's unnecessary. But you guys know I'm never too Nikki, so...
you were last episode.
I was a little bit.
Like, one episode.
A little bit.
Last episode.
Yeah.
She did. I will give her that.
Jay taught her how to use a gun today, so
I mean, she's proving herself.
Yeah.
To be more mature. Just like Jay, I think they have their own little storyline of, like,
they're growing together.
Yes, they are. Totally. And I think Smurf is taking advantage of both of them. Like... They're the new little training newbies. Like, why not? Right. If I'm not going to have my boys, I'm going to have these little newbies.
Yeah, I mean, Nikki wants in. Like, she wants to be part of the family.
Absolutely.
She wants the juice. And I would have thought that after last episode, she would have backed away a little bit. Any smart person would have been like, you know what?
Like, when did you say enough is enough?
Yeah.
Right?
Especially she wants the danger, and she did start to call her dad. Did you guys see that when she had her phone on the couch? She was like, it said like dad and had his number on it. And then Craig walked in. Yeah. So I was like, maybe there's like that fight, you know, to go back to her old safe life.
So she can get a ticket to Guam.
Please, Nikki, please.
No, I want her to stay. She's like the new female. Yeah, the new, like, new trainee. Smurf. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen to her. I want to see. Yes, please stay.
Fingers crossed. Badass Nikki. And yes. Then I'll be on that side.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Smurf's definitely setting her up, I feel like, to be part of something, because she could be useful. I mean, she even said, you know, we're never going to let anything happen to you. Like, you know,
like
next
she could
time,
be a driver.
Yeah. I don't know. Think, I mean, there's no, she could be a distraction maybe in, you know, in a
she's
plot.
She's all pimping her out.
She just uses her.
Yeah, that's true.
She'd be using power for sure.
Yeah,
in that
exactly.
Way.
Yes.
How many times have we seen it in, like, past movies and films where the girl's a distraction of, like, hey, how you doing? You know?
Woman. Just like that, hey.
Uh-huh, just like a shimmy. That's how I do it.
We all walk like that.
When I'm on heists, I'm just like, hey, how you doing?
There you go. So what are we feeling about her and Jay kind of getting back together or whatever they're doing?
I'm for it.
You're for it?
Yeah.
I think it's so weird. Like, you have Craig and then Jay. Like, it's too close to, like, I don't know. That's, like, dirty.
I liked it before she started hooking up with Craig. And now it's, like, I'm kind of hoping that they don't.
Really?
Like, I'm rooting more for Jay than I am for Nikki, you know? Because I just feel like she's already trash.
Oh.
See, I'm not the only one.
I mean, we have Rose calling for a threesome over here.
It's like, how do you do that? Under the same roof, too? Like, your brothers?
But that was Smurf. That was Smurf.
True.
Was
but she didn't say
it's Animal Kingdom. Like, even though it's weird in real life, I'm like, you know what? I see it happening.
It happens in the wild.
There are no siblings in the wild.
It happens. That makes sense.
All right. It does. The mountain lions that can't get across the freeway? Oh, they're inbred. Let me tell you.
The only wildlife
like,
we have
you
in Los Angeles.
Yeah. They're crazy. Okay. So anyway, getting back. Talking about Jay, I love seeing, like, the depth of his character. Because in some places, like, when he was talking to Pope when they were outside, actually not talking to Pope when they're outside of the house getting the gas in the woman's house, you know, sometimes he's just very quiet and reserved, and you can tell he's just thinking. And then other times, we saw that he, like, did want to take revenge. Like, why don't we just go kill them? So how do you think that's going to play out in the rest of, I don't know, the next episode, I guess.
Maybe Pope takes on, like, a new, not father figure, but, like, a new, you know, good positive role model to Jay. As, like, don't get ahead of yourself. Because maybe that's what Pope did, and that's why he was locked up for so long, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So maybe kind of guiding him through his criminal journey. I don't know, you know, like.
You know what's interesting?
He's a good mentor, yeah.
With that said, I was actually rooting for Baz when he was talking to Jay about not letting Smurf get him killed. I don't know, but I don't know if you guys remember the scene, but that was a very powerful scene where he was being an actual father.
To the wrong kid.
I know, but he was playing a father role, whether it's the first time or not, you know, and then especially the thoughts that we have about Baz being Jay's dad.
So then that makes total sense.
Yeah, I just felt like
that
was his first.
I know.
Theory is back, and there it is.
Of course, but I mean, I think Jay has his own side already. I feel like he's always going to be on Smurf's side.
I thought you were going to say Nikki.
I think so. On Smurf's side. Like, just like the rest of the boys, they're always going to be on Smurf's side, even though that's not the right answer.
Yeah. Well, it's because she has something over them.
But
like
I said,
she's
got the money. She has the credit card.
And she's the mom. She's the loving mom.
The sexy mom.
She's the mom that will beat you down and then give you a long hug and cook you a good dinner. Your,
right.
And then, like, and then make you're out attached. With you. Yeah. Yeah. And then you're attached.
Come tuck
yeah.
it in.
Yeah. Because yeah. he's okay. missing his mom, you know? Like,
sorry. But yeah, I totally threw me off. Sorry. One thing that I thought was kind of interesting, like, that you said that he seems like he's on Smurf's side now. I don't know. I kind of feel like there's a part of him that might be still playing the fence. Like, mm-hmm. we definitely saw that he was on the Smurf's side when Baz asked him, you know, what did you tell the guys? Mm-hmm. And he right. didn't give up mm-hmm. that whole thing. The but then sometimes I still feel like he's trying to prove something to the guys and be a part
oh, yeah.
of their situation.
Maybe it's like every other... I don't know, 10 minutes, he's like, maybe I'll be on this side, maybe on this side.
Yeah, I feel exactly. like he's trying yeah. to discover himself. Like, he's trying yeah. to see if maybe he can do this on his own.
Oh.
Do you think he will?
Prediction?
Yeah. Pretty soon he'll just be like, you know what, I'm smart. All of you people yeah, always mess things up.
And, and that's what gets me, because I think he would be really good in the team of the brothers, like, mm-hmm. of the guys, because he's super smart.
Yeah.
Like, right. they need that. You know, that would complete their little, you know,
crew
team it would. Yeah, gang for crew. Sure. You know, because uh-huh. he knows so much, because he's still in just books and that's all he does. Yeah. You know, yeah. mm-hmm. With Smurf, it's kind of like, can you just go steal that for me? Like, be a good grandson and go. You know, that's right. how I feel about yeah. it. So maybe he's like,
that's what I'm saying. He's teetering. Learning so much yeah. from everyone that mm-hmm. it's like, I can do this on my own eventually.
Hmm.
Yeah. Who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows? Ooh, that was a prediction, I believe.
I shall repeat it.
We mix them in, you know? We make
do.
It happen.
We really do. And then it comes to predictions and we're like,
what did I say?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about, do we have any comments going up in the live
yeah,
chat?
I haven't seen the live chat. I've seen my Instagram page.
I was like, should we talk about that?
The live
when
chat.
When was that?
What yeah. was your last post like?
I know. Yeah. It was a video. Go check it out.
Yeah. We could pop that live chat up. That'd be amazing. I tried to find it on my phone and I guess it doesn't work, YouTube mobile.
Oh,
that's so really? So everyone knows, I wasn't texting if y'all saw me like down here.
She was.
Oh, there we go. We got the live chat. Just kidding.
I know, mom.
Bigger soon, hopefully. See, getting back to the whole show, Baz and Pope, I guess we'll get back to that. I love that scene between Baz and Pope when Baz was telling Pope, you know, the cops are following me. Like, mm-hmm. you have to take point on this new job mm-hmm. because they could be following me. I could have a tail. And, you know, they suspect that Kath is dead. You could just see, like,
and then he asks, and he yeah. asks so him, bad. Like, do you think
yeah.
she's dead?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I thought he was going to cry. I was like, wow, mm-hmm. finally an emotion that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Completely.
Oh, I think because Lucy had came in the picture, like, really quickly right after yeah. in the house, and it was just like, he didn't have time to process. But mm-hmm. now that you see, like, him, like, oh, my God, yeah, I think she really is. I'm like,
but I don't think
well,
he's
do
sad.
Something about it,
yeah.
you know?
Like, I think it's more so like, oh, like, shit, my ass is on the line.
If right.
they find out she's dead, and I can't figure out who did it or what happened.
I think it's weird, though, that he, and not weird, it's so expected from him that he mm-hmm. brings up the money. Like, oh, she had a different bank account.
Right.
That I had. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, you always about the money.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's funny.
He's like, where's that? What is it? Like,
$2,000? I feel like loyalty yeah. to them. It's mm-hmm. not like someone being true and honest. It's like about
the
money.
Whoever has the most money. Yeah.
yeah.
Right.
And who can that steal from you? That's yeah. like
do you think it's because Smurf is so kind of stingy with the amount she gives out? So that makes them like hyper... You know,
for sure, which is why
aware.
They want to create
right.
their own heists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
to save their own
the
money.
Yeah.
Who doesn't
want
to spend more money?
Yeah. yeah. But now they're having a problem, like trying to figure out how to launder it. You know, because
sure.
you can't just all of a sudden come up with $5,000 in a week. Especially Darren, you know, with his bar, mm-hmm. he has to really be careful with that stuff.
Right.
In fact, they want to launder it through his bar. I think it's ridiculous.
That was
I mean, that's
yeah.
a good job, though.
That's smart. But.
Right, exactly. yeah. But I'm on team Darren here. So.
The cops are smarter.
I really want him to do well.
Me
I want
too.
Him to have, like, a relationship with another dude. Like, yeah. right? Like, mm-hmm. come on.
Oh,
like, you know,
I
feel like he's a cute little bar like couple, and like, you know, I don't know.
He just needs like, to like move out of California, like go do his own thing somewhere else.
He's not. He's never. Do
he can't now because of the bar. He we got the live chat.
Here we go. We got a lot of people in the live chat. Love it. Wow. Let's see, Vin Butler.
We got the live chat. We just had to take down people's Instagram pages.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
It's all good. I was like, wait, what?
He was stopping. Showing us what he was doing on his free time.
We heard you were a Miss Something, so I had to find out.
Oh yeah, back in the day.
It was just investigative, you know.
Engineer room. Yeah, love it. Let's see. David Baldwin says he's only 17 and still in high school. The uncles are smart to bring him up slow, but Smurf, I think, was right. Had it been one of them, they would have taken out everyone.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah.
And I sense some jealousy between Darren and... Or Darren towards Jay in every that whole conversation. Because he was like, oh, well, Jay has my room now. Smurf gave it to him. Like, oh, because he's the favorite now. Like, it was always these lines. It's like, dude, you chose to, like, leave the family. Yeah.
He's being replaced. You can't hang.
I feel like it shows his tie of, like, why he's never going to leave California, why he's always going to still be doing the heist with them. As much as he wants to say that he hates Smurf and he wants nothing to do with her, that loyalty, that love, it's still there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and he did get really emo about all of that. And especially, like, he was like, oh, he could have shot him, you know? Like, okay, you weren't there. You don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
Like, the situation, there was four of them, and it was just Jay. And, you know, he tried to get his gun, but something happened. And, yeah, he got
That's what
up.
I'm saying. I thought Baz had real good... words for Jay.
You weren't going to say parenting skill.
No. Baz's words of wisdom. It'll be a new segment we have.
Exactly. They come sometimes. Other times, not so much.
Like once a season.
Let's see. So Vin Butler says, still wonder if Baz is Jay's father. Yeah, we are all wondering that. Because now I feel like we're starting to find out fathers. Like in last episode, we found out who Craig's dad was.
Right.
Because we didn't know that before,
We met him before.
We met him before, right?
It was just like a very quick scene.
Right.
Who was Craig's father?
Jake, the one who
ran That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
And then Louis is Javi's dad.
Yeah.
So who's Manny?
I think...
Manny was the guy that
you got an idea?
I think that was like the dad of Luis. It just seems like that's a like...
Because he was an older man, I remember, when he was like sick in the bed.
So I assume maybe that was like...
So that was Javi's grandfather?
That would make sense, yeah.
Maybe. All right.
That's how I saw it. I'm like, I'll take it. Because he didn't take care of us.
But yeah, speaking of, let's talk about Smurf and her whole situation, because we haven't really touched on that. And
that's only the whole episode.
I know, that's only the theme song coming in, right?
We talked about pieces.
Because she's so boss.
I was talking about this earlier, like, all of my notes were like, Smurf is losing control, like, Smurf is done for, the guys are actually going to take over, who knew? And then that last scene happens, and I was like, erase, like, Smurf is still the boss bitch, for sure.
She is.
I think she just doesn't have to do a lot to prove herself. And everybody doubts her, and I feel like the audience has to be like the kids. Like, we doubt her. We don't want to be around her. She's just out of control. She's too old. She, you know, like, she needs to be out of the game type of thing. But she's like, okay, well, I'm just going to move my card here and there, and I'm going to be good, you know?
She literally is playing her cards right
now. Yeah.
Like, so nonchalant. So, like, I'm not sweating, but I'm going to make you guys sweat, you know, or me.
And they're going to do it.
Yeah. Like, and then the audience is like, oh, my God, you know, I'm sweating along with them. Like, how is she going to pull this off? She's going to kill.
Yeah.
Like, when she decided to go with Baz to drop off the money, I was like, that could be an ambush. Like, why is she just sitting in the car like, it's whatever.
Mm-hmm. But she even called Baz out, like, or is somebody following us? Like, because he was so tense.
Right,
like, you know,
I was
being followed
tense.
By the car.
Being
followed by, like, the police for Kath and Hobby's guys. And
she needed was, like, a blunt.
Yeah,
like, just chilling, like,
just like
I'm
what's
good.
Wrong with you?
Yeah. Exactly,
nothing's gonna happen.
Pussy.
Yeah, basically, like what happened to all the training? I feel like it's like she's like retraining them. Like, what happened to all the training that I did? Why are you sweating?
Right,
like, we got this.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty rare that you see Smurf sweat. I think the only time was when we actually see like people coming into her home, and because that's the only time we've ever seen it, like, I guess a war, you could say, on her turf. Mm-hmm. It's always been outside. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the beginning part of this episode, and I think the last part of last episode, was when you could actually see her kind of freak out. Like, oh my God, this is my place, my stuff. But, yeah, I mean, she went into action quick, which we saw, we didn't see. Right. You know, we only found out afterwards.
Right.
At the end of the episode. And that was so crazy that she had Deke shoot Javier.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. And, I was like, what? Because the camera pans to Baz, but, like, doesn't show his hand. So you're like, oh, shit. Like,
exactly.
Baz killed him.
I kind of thought it was him at first, but I was like, wait, what
just
happened?
And then, like, a 0.5 seconds later, you see, like, Deke, like, pulling back his gun. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God.
You saw how Baz was so surprised.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't even know Smurf.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He was like, oh, my God, I don't know my own mom. Like, this woman I've always lived with.
Well, maybe if they were family.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're always like family.
Yeah. And she picked that up real quick. And she's like, oh, you're family.
You see the beat down and then the hug.
Yeah. So do you think it's kind of like they all have Stockholm syndrome a little bit of it?
Yeah.
And that's probably why they feel...
Because they're all, like, what, foster kids, or, like, they're not hers, or maybe not all of them.
Well, it's only Baz.
They're all hers
Baz,
except for Baz.
Right, and Jay, because that's her grandson. Uh-huh. But, yeah, Baz is the only one. And there, I think there was another, there's so many quotes that were so good. Baz is the only one that's not her son, and I think the other ones kind of feel that... I don't know how to say this. So go ahead, you guys talk.
Is it just me, or do you think Baz is the one that sticks up for her the most? I know they all do at some point, but I just feel like he voices himself the loudest and the most compared to all the
sons. I think because he appreciates her more because of what she did for him, like taking him in and not making him like sleep out on the streets. Because you see what happens when Smurf doesn't take you in and just dumps you to the side with Javi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she has these two sons. Mm-hmm. Then she brings in Baz. Three. Uh-huh. Three. Then she brings in Baz.
Oh, and Julia.
Right. Mm-hmm. His twin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why not bring in Manny? It's already like a football team, right? But, like, why not bring in one more?
You mean Javi?
Like, my bad.
Javi.
Right.
Yeah. She said he is worthless. I don't know. But, like, I mean,
maybe the relationship they had with that, or she had with that family member.
Right. Yeah.
And had nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
But it was more of, like, his death.
Maybe, like, a F you. I'm not going to take him in, you know?
See, here's a quote I was looking for. Manny said from Javi, or Javi said that Manny said, Smurf would climb over her kids to keep from drowning.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like, completely.
You're right.
And we kind of see that. Like, she'll climb over anyone.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's like, if you were all drowning, who would you save? And it's like, myself.
Myself. Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's what I was looking for earlier. When I was like, I can't figure out what I'm
going to do. Yeah, she would. I mean, if Pope goes down for, like, Catherine's death, like, she's not going to try to help him.
Yeah,
she's
going
to sit back and watch it. We even saw Darren say, like, she was at peace when you went off to jail, dude. Like,
exactly.
She doesn't care. As long as she's good and she's safe and her money is good and she doesn't have ties to it.
Yeah.
So now that people are, like, looking at Smurf and being like, you're shady. You're a shady woman. I don't know you. Do you think some of them or one of them might turn on her? Or that's what I feel.
I always feel that.
You know, like, is she gonna not take into consideration that her son might turn on her because she's that good? Or
I think she feared that, I would say, probably at the beginning of the episode. But then now she has them all under her control again.
Mm.
And she's always once. They're all kind of dumb. Yeah. So she's like, as much as you love them, like, they really are. The only one that's smart is Jay. So maybe, I feel like maybe Jay could be the one that took over, if anything. But with the rest of them, she's always one step ahead.
Right.
So because
they all have something on her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just haven't really thought about it. They can all take her down for something that
but
she's
But here's
done to
the thing.
Now.
It's like, they could take her down, but in the flip, she could take them down. And that's why they had to go get the body.
More.
Yeah, because it was just like, well, we could just leave her, but, I mean, once she's caught for that, then the whole operation goes down, and
then were involved and implicated. Yeah. And that's,
do you guys,
not good.
Going off of real quick, back mm-hmm. to Javi, I was reading, Vin said maybe she saw that Javi was a little psycho even as a kid.
Oh.
But that made me think, that was funny, mm-hmm. but that made me think, like, what if it wasn't so much that she got rid of him just because she didn't care for him or because he had ties to Louise, but she got rid of him because, like, strategy-wise, he just didn't fit in with the family. Like, oh, he's too much of a hothead. I can't depend on him if we go out for a job.
Oh.
I don't know.
Probably. That's
I mean, he's interesting. Gone. Yeah.
He did go in the house and, like, tear it up, like, as a hothead. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that makes total sense. Maybe he
That'd
was, like,
that. That'd be interesting to learn if that was
the
true.
The fact sure. that they mentioned, or oh. she mentioned, that he was never going to stop.
Here's oh, something from yeah. the chat. So, Orp Flow says, Javi reminded her of what she did, which is so true. Because if you shoot a kid's, like, dad, you don't want to have that kid probably in your house. Right?
True.
Yeah.
Especially if he saw it, maybe. He could snitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he knows.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably why.
But I really feel like it's that. He mm-hmm. was not going to stop. Now that he's older and somewhat wiser, I guess, he was like, nope, yeah. I know you did it. And
right.
I guess he was trying to take control of her. Like, give me money or do this or do that or I'm going to mm-hmm. tell her, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she was mm-hmm. like, no, I'm the boss. Bang.
He should have came by himself when Baz is like, two guys. Like, I you got two people.
That's horrible.
Should have just left that guy, left Deke back at home.
But it was interesting with Baz and Javi by themselves at the beach. Like, Baz finally got the opportunity right. to see his possible other life that mm-hmm. he didn't have because he was taken in by Smurf. So it's like seeing that reflection of, like, that bad life that I could have had, even though it's his life is not that great either. Mm-hmm. But, you
kind
know.
Of like her quote saying, right. like, I'll tell you how the foster care system is or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
good point.
Like, it's on the flip mm-hmm. side. So he does feel empathetic towards him and feels for him. But at the same time, he's like, get over it. We all do. We all did. Like, yeah.
right.
You know,
this
grow
20
up.
Years ago.
Right. Grow up. And yeah. That's it. Move on.
Yeah.
But you
clearly
see,
clearly she holds,
like,
grudges.
Yeah. But you see, Javi is like pouring his heart out. You know? Like, I felt so bad for him.
Right.
Like, of course he would want revenge. Any kid would probably want revenge like that.
Well, I mean,
in the show.
How cool.
Yeah, right. We definitely saw a more human side of Javi this episode rather than just, like, the bloodthirsty killer that, like, hates Smurf. Like, mm-hmm. you saw why he was doing what he was doing. And I was like, damn, dude, like, I'm so sorry you had to go that way.
Like, I'm like, it's not a great life that they have either.
Right. Exactly.
They're constantly running from the law, too.
Yeah,
right. Like, but Smurf said, like, you're always interested in the next party. It's not about, like, keeping the money, saving it, kind of how she portrays herself to be. Right. Like, she saves all their money and all the income that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other guys are like, party, next one. That was such a cool rush. It's like,
right.
then what? You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except for Darren. Darren bought a bar.
Darren invested.
I love Darren's character the most mm-hmm. because he definitely had a future as a kid. He was like, what?
A surfer.
Yeah. But he was sponsored. He was like the kid to be.
Right. He had some type of skill.
And I'm just like, legit skill. And then it just crashed and burned, and then he was stuck. Like, he felt like he was nobody.
Yeah.
And I feel like now he's bouncing back with this bar. Like, oh, I'm going to be clean again.
Right.
I'm going to be
like, I'm doing good with the money. Mm-hmm.
And they're all like, nope, no, you're not. We're taking you back down with us.
I hope he stays clean.
And I don't even think it's Smurf doing it. I think it's just his own brothers doing that, you know?
And I think he's probably just so used to being pulled into it that
of course,
really hard to say no. Right. And it's family, and it's this, and it's that. And even though he throws big, major tantrums, it's like
he's the youngest, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
he's the youngest. And even his, like, bromance with Craig is like, it's great and it's entertaining to watch, but that is something that's, like, keeping him back, you know?
Yes,
like, Craig's always screwing him over, like, always convincing him to get back in with the family.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, if you do it, I do it.
I was about to say that. Yeah, it's like this pact that they made.
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
I used to do that with a friend. Like, if you get fat, I get fat.
I was like, that's nice. Yeah.
I thought you were going to be like, if you kill, I kill.
No.
Well,
it depends who.
Like,
yeah.
I think
it was
for
like,
me,
oh,
it was like, you got that period? Yeah, I got it too. Like, I think that was to the limit of that, right? No other pact.
Like,
Speaking of hacks and them doing the job, one thing that, like, totally crossed my mind, I was like, these guys are really handy. Like, they just know how to do stuff that I don't feel most city guys would know how to do.
It's like, what school did you guys go to?
They all went to trade
what
school.
What universal
they
school?
All learned everything.
They taught them everything. They do take up random jobs. Like, now Craig's, like, a waiter or whatever.
But that's,
like,
I think he wants to pull a job there.
Right,
on the
but
yacht.
I think maybe because they do so many different jobs, that's how eventually they start to
Because they got all these trucks and, like, equipment.
I know, but I'm thinking, like, how does he know how to plug that into that thing
and to train this and that?
Maybe that's, like, Smurf's training. She's like, okay, today you're handyman, go. Like,
plumber.
That's awesome.
Or like, what people probably would say, like, you could YouTube it. Like, yes, you get it. But
I know you're.
But you need like a practice expert at it. Like, they're not messing up.
Especially like their first time, they get it done. Whether it takes long or not, but they get it done the first time.
If
do
only
that.
They like closed up their jobs thoroughly, it'd be killer.
I know.
It'd be amazing.
That poor lady's gonna go down to her basement and just a big old.
I was like, I hope y'all got all the bones. Because imagine she's like, oh. What is all this dirt?
And a human, like, a bone comes out. Oh my god.
No, it'd be horrible. Terrifying.
That Valerie Garcia, they went to DIY school, LOL.
Exactly. Awesome. They did.
I wish they taught that in schools. You know how before they used to teach, like, carpentry and, like,
I didn't have that.
You didn't?
Uh-oh.
I did.
Not here.
I made a lamp.
Did it turn on?
Yeah, it did.
Okay,
it turned
good.
On.
Then you made a lamp.
I made a lamp.
So if you need to do any jobs, lamp.
I know.
Get around. That's it.
Got it.
Light your job.
Got it.
That's about it.
That's funny.
Let's see. I guess that's pretty much we pretty much covered everything, right? Mm-hmm. Got everything. So let's move into predictions.
Oh, let's do it.
Cue the music.
Nah.
All right, we'll just go.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
We couldn't have the live chat and the prediction music at the same time, so you had to bear with me.
Okay, it's
all right, we're good.
No worries.
All right, now we're off. Let's start. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay, you start.
I started and I was halfway through a thought in my head. not smart. I definitely see, kind of we talked about earlier, is Jay slowly coming of age and taking over. Like, last episode was definitely his turning point episode where he was, like, the nice kid that was learning the software on how to, like, launder the money through. And now he's put in a situation where he had to become super badass and he had to kind of take charge in that situation. So I definitely see him kind of moving up the ranks a little more. And I feel like even what Olga said is somebody's going to possibly take over and leave Smurf, like, in the dust. And I definitely see Jay doing that. Maybe he'll recruit Nikki. I don't know.
You're thinking that season?
I'm thinking season-wise.
Okay.
But then I guess episode-wise, I don't know. I guess next episode we'll see probably the yacht heist, you know, and hopefully that goes well for Craig's sake, because he's kind of the one running the reins on this show. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be cool, going back to my Jay prediction, it'd be cool to see Jay work, I could see it happening, Jay working his way up with the guys and gaining respect, and then from there on, he gains respect with Smurf and kind of topples her over. Because Baz is distracted, Pope is distracted, Craig's distracted, Darren's distracted, Jay's kind of distracted by Nikki, but not so much. I feel like that's a side thing. So I could definitely, he'll become the main, that main man of the kingdom, the keys to the kingdom,
the
you know?
High schooler taking over.
Yeah, right. The 18-year-old. All
right. Yeah.
I think
can
I
she,
okay. can you give
she
you
my right. I thought maybe you'd spill the beans about something.
Yeah.
I was like,
so here's what I think. It could be a coincidence, but since we have Allie here, I think there's more to her introduction. So I feel like either she is gonna be the new Lucy. Or the new Lucy. That's all I think. I think
maybe
there's
going to
be a
like
deeper
Nikki?
Connection with the babysitter. Because I just don't think that Baz
there.
Would just babysit or find a babysitter just for the day of or whatever. So I don't know.
Lena tells her all the crap that goes down at home. And she's like,
I feel like, there's going to be a little team going on.
Can I go off of you real quick?
Sure.
What if Allie becomes the informant?
Oh,
because we got the police.
Oh, yes, I love this.
We got the police coming on.
I'm like trying to look at her facial expressions, like, who's right?
Kids,
like,
kids talk. She's like, maybe. Okay. Kids talk, you know? Yeah. You always tell kids, like, hey, don't say anything. And they go to that person, like, so and so told me
and
not
she
to
did.
Tell
That's
you.
That's why
that.
Her mom's dead.
Exactly. So. I mean, I could see it.
Could be. Mm-hmm. Could what be. Do you think?
Let's see. I do think there's a little bit more something there. That introduction was, I could kind of feel some chemistry, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. As far as the other characters, I think Pope's starting to really sweat some stuff, especially with the whole, you know, cops being around looking for Catherine. He knows that. He doesn't want to lose his new girlfriend, but the cops are also asking her a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I kind of feel like in this next episode or two, something's going to happen with him where he's not going to lose it, but kind of revert back to that creepy Pope we know.
Oh, I'd like to see
you know?
That. Yeah, I kind of miss that Pope.
In some way, yeah.
You miss the Pope.
Yeah. You're like, I just want to see a
it's
glimmer
weird,
of him.
But I miss it, yeah.
I do love his name, though. Pope. Yeah. That yeah. I'm like, that's interesting. You know, he's supposed to be the... I feel like he's supposed to be the head guy, not Smurf, the entire time. Because he's very quiet and like, always in the background. Yeah. Now that he's asking more questions, I'm like, oh my God, what he's going to do?
I think
that's where they throw you off.
But I could see him eventually, like, you know, taking it all over and, like, doing something to Smurf. Like,
that'd
turning.
Be a good twist.
I could see
yeah.
him, if anyone, turning on her. Because I feel like she has done probably the most to him in some sort of way. Mm-hmm. So, because he's the oldest. You
right.
know? Yeah.
But, he suffered a lot for her, yeah.
Yeah. I think
definitely.
I think those are my predictions for now.
You guys great predictions. Let me tell
we
you.
We will have to see.
I know.
We
Let's
got,
see
what,
next
like,
week.
Three episodes left of this
what
season?
What was it?
This
was
seven.
Seven?
And there's
yeah.
ten.
Oh, my God. There's only
13.
Oh, 13. Okay, so we got more.
So there's, like, 20 there's more. A lot of juice coming. There's a lot of juice.
Nice.
I'm excited.
I love
That'll
it.
Be amazing.
Speaking of juice, tomorrow is Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Thursday. We'll find out if OJ's released from jail.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I was like, that was random.
The end. Sorry, guys. I work in news.
I thought it was related to like,
no, just because she said the juice. So I've been hearing the juice all week.
Got it.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, should have been clear. This is a crime show.
Yeah. It's relatable
see?
In that sense. Yeah. Exactly.
And I'm all about the crime.
I mean, going back to, I almost called you Allie. Oh, I always do this. I like call, I guess, by their character name. Olga, what was it? I mean, you've transitioned from, like, theater to now film and TV. Like, what has that been like, just audition-wise and industry-wise? So I feel like theater is maybe a little more, like, welcoming than film and TV.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I think I've just been in school pretty much all my life. I got my master's in acting, and that was only, like, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've always done theater. And theater, yes, it is welcoming, but it's always been in a school-structured setting. Or I did, like, Shakespeare in the Park with
How
Independent
fun.
Shakespeare Company. If you're in L.A., please go see them. They're amazing. They're Griffith Park. It's free. Mm-hmm. I've always done that just because they're so supportive. And transitioning over to television and film has been choppy. Like, you just don't know what type of people are going to be there because everybody's busy. You
right.
need to book the next big show or this needs to be, you know, perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much money riding on it. So I've seen both ends of the spectrum. And being Latina, I think it's opening up a little bit more for us. But, you know, it's always a struggle and a push forward. But I've been blessed that I haven't been stereotyped or done things that I didn't want to do. And that comes from me as well, saying no or not, or passing, you know.
Right.
But at the same time, I think these roles have just been flat. And anybody can play them. It's just open to any
nice
person. Mm-hmm. So I think I've been blessed on that end to be able to audition for stuff like that. So, it's hard. It's always going to be hard. And I know that. And you have to know that coming in. And you just have to stick it out till you just don't want to anymore. But I'm always going to want to. It's like a rush. Like, these guys, like, go on these highs. It's like a rush in the audition room. Like, you're like, you don't know what I can do, and let me show
that's
you,
awesome.
You know?
Right.
So if you're not having fun, they're definitely going to say that you're not having fun. So yeah. It's interesting. I like it. Mm-hmm. And it's a weird profession to tell people, like, yeah, so I go up to a room and I stand there and I say these lines, you know, right. like the basic of like yeah. how uh-huh. auditions go. Mm-hmm. But they're all staring at you. They're all looking how they can use you. And a lot mm-hmm. of people and a lot of actors' mistake is like, do they like me? Do they not like right. me? Did I do something wrong? It's like, that's not your job. Your job is to perform what the character
deliver.
Calls for. Yeah. yeah.
Right, right.
Wow, that's I've never heard that. That's a great way.
That's great advice.
Yeah, it's all mental. So if mm-hmm. you're not motivated, if you don't want to be there, then everybody else is going to see that. So
right.
I always try to be like, all right, cool place, you know, center myself. Because, you know, LA traffic and like
mm-hmm.
all these emails. Or if you have a day job, like, oh, I got to get off work.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just mm-hmm. a lot of pressure. And then even now with, like, now that I have a couple TV shows under my belt, a lot more people are asking me, what's next? Or what are you going to do next? And what do you see yourself doing? Are you going to do a movie? What are you going to start? And right. I'm like, that's a lot of pressure. Right. The fact that I'm this far and three yeah. years in to being a professional actor, to me being, like, considering myself that, mm-hmm. I've been so blessed and so lucky,
yeah,
I feel. I
that's
mean,
cool.
And luck comes with like dedication and
of course,
hard
right.
work, of course.
Of
but
course.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm like, damn, I didn't know I was gonna do this faster mm-hmm. than a lot of people, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So now people are like, so what's next? And blah blah blah. I'm like, I don't know.
I didn't know.
Yeah. You know, like,
I just tried.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm always gonna apply myself every audition that I go to. So I can't. There's no answer. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. It's so cool.
That was a good answer.
You were actually on one of my other favorite shows, Westworld.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So if you guys watch Westworld, check her out.
I gotta watch more TV.
Oh, you have to watch
Westworld.
Westworld
is so good.
It's so good.
Guys, give me your passwords.
Those HBO Go passwords.
Because I got no cable.
Exactly.
That's how you do it.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up today's episode. We want to thank Olga so much for being here.
Thank you.
It was awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So where can the people find you again on social media?
@official_OlgaAguilar.
Awesome.
And Leslie over there.
Hello. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter @inlessthannotime.
All right.
And Lila, you can find me on Instagram @LayLizzle.
And I'm Alina, and you can find me on all social media @AlinaVision. And yeah, so next time, next week, same place,
that's
same
right.
time. We'll be back here. Thanks for watching, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.